Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it is time for the Richmond Market Minute. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is up with us every morning at this point in the day. I don't want to jinx it, but it seems like maybe things are a little calmer for you and your customers based on the last 24 hours. What do you think?
Oh, John, it's absolutely true, and I would even say over the last, maybe most of this week, and again, Adam and I were just talking off the air, when you look at yesterday's rally, 469 points on the Dow, that would have been plus 2%, and I unconsciously said, yeah, we had a little bit of a rally yesterday. Now, through most of my 38 years in this business, if I'd have said, wow, the Dow was up over 2% in one day, we'd have been clapping, jumping around, trying to figure out what was going on. But right now, those 2% moves, we've gotten so used to it that we're almost not paying any attention. But what you have noticed, John, is we've gone from several days where we had 10% moves during the day in both directions. Now we're down to, you know, 2, and maybe we'll get down to something even less than that. But there's no doubt that the volatility is beginning to abate, and we're absolutely seeing less and less securities individually affected by these big swings. So the way that index gets smaller volatility as each of its components gets smaller volatility, and the number of those that are getting small or no volatility continues to increase. That's a really long definition, John, for how securities find the bottom or how they find their rational price in an environment like this. So that's absolutely good news. The other thing that we're seeing is, if you listen to Secretary Mnuchin during the president's press conference or press briefing yesterday, he made it very clear that there is lots of liquidity or lots of stimulus or lots of relief either available or coming available. And, John, I thought about you late yesterday and early today when he really focused on the Paycheck Protection Loan Program. That's going to be the very beneficial loan program for small businesses, and the Treasury is gearing up and ready. And now the complaints I'm hearing is, well, all the big banks that are all the banks that are going to administrate it through the SBA aren't ready to actually get it done yet. I can't remember ever seeing where a government program is queued up, ready to go, saying, hey, gang, come get the money, and we can't get people coming in to get it yet. So, but I would focus away from the people saying, wow, we're not sure how this is all going to go, to, hey, let's go. Let's start. There's a lot of liquidity available out there, and there's countless programs like that happening. And that's ultimately what's good. Once we get confidence in those, it will stop the bleeding. It will lead us out of this. And if this turns out to be a little bit shorter than many of us hope or a lot of people fear, then you are going to see a monster economic boost from all that stimulus coming out. So it's going to help if this drags on, and it's really going to be a primer to the engine if we can cut this, if we can truncate this. So there's some good news out there. You just have to look through the headlines to find it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I hope that some of the deadlines that have been set out there will be reevaluated, especially if we don't see the spike that everybody is warning for the medical numbers.
Speaking of spikes, you and I talked about it a couple times yesterday. I mean, we got that huge initial jobless filing claims yesterday, and it was huge. Right? But the stock market ended up performing quite well yesterday in spite of that. We're going to get a non-farm payroll. Well, we normally would have said payroll growth. We're going to see a contraction there. That shouldn't shock anybody. If you don't know, we're going to see a spike in the unemployment rate. And I almost don't care what it is. We just want to get these numbers behind us. So I almost want it to be shocking to the bad news, because we want to get that. The only way we're going to get that behind us is get it behind us. We know these numbers are going to be huge. The quicker we get there, the better off we're going to be. We're all waiting for that spike in cases of coronavirus. That's going to be fairly coincident, I bet, with the spike in the worst news around employment. And once we see that spike, we can safely say it will be behind us. Then we just go for the trajectory going forward.
Well, I hope that's right. That's one of the reasons that I'm still worried about Governor Northam's putting this arbitrary deadline out in June, is that if businesses are looking like, all right, can we go, then I think mentally you, and on the books, you don't dump people off the payroll if you think, hey, we might be able to reopen our doors. But if you're looking at June 10th, you have no choice. There is just no way around it. So,
yeah. But if you're doing a discounting model, so you're doing some multivariate calculus here, and you don't know the timing. Mm-hmm. At least now we have sort of a frame. If the governor's point out in time is sort of one of the farthest we've seen, and let's say the president or some folks have much shorter ones, but I haven't seen many people talking that we're not going to be at least through April into early May. Mm-hmm. Well, if I have 2 points, one May 1st and one mid-June, I can begin to discount those much more evenly. It's when I just can't have an open-ended one, because I know it's not going to end tomorrow, but I can't say we don't have any idea how long. So at least if we have an informed or semi-informed opinion about, you know, how long it might actually go, markets can begin to discount that. So at least we have some parameters to work in now.
Yeah. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Hey, you guys hang in there. Everybody stay well.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.